probably one of the most unusual experiences that we had is one of the photographers who we met during the course of the project was Ho Chi Minh's personal photographer, the gentleman who had actually traveled with Ho Chi Minh from his youth through his death in 1969. And this gentleman had seen a young man become the leader of his own country and become, in fact, sort of almost a hero, or in fact, the most famous Vietnamese citizen ever known by the world. And he showed us the photographs that he'd shot, pictures that were literally under his bed in boxes that no one had seen for years. Lots of sort of amusing things happened to the photographers. David Kennerly, who had been President Ford's photographer in the White House, was allowed to photograph smuggling going on between Vietnam and China up along the Chinese border. In fact, many of our photographers were allowed to photograph things that no Westerners had ever seen before. In fact, that very few Vietnamese had ever seen before. And David told us that while he was photographing up along the border, he sort of walked into this no-man's land between Vietnam and China. It was, in fact, accosted and grabbed by the Chinese border guards who attempted to seize his cameras and take his film. He managed to basically run away from them, expecting to be shot in the back at any moment, and said he was in the curious circumstance of running back to Vietnam and for safety. And he had been, at the age of 27, David had been Time Magazine's photographer in Vietnam, and had in fact won the Pulitzer Prize at the age of 27. So he said it was a very eerie feeling to be suddenly thinking of Vietnam as a place to go back to for safety. There were a number of stories like that of photographers who were surprised at the warmth and openness of the Vietnamese. They really let us go. We photographed murder trials. We photographed inside of military bases. In fact, I was given permission to be the first Western photographer ever allowed onto a Vietnamese military base. Not that there was anything terribly secretive about it, but until this past March, they had never let an American onto a military base. So there were a lot of firsts in the project, and a lot of that is reflected on the pages of Passage to Vietnam.